diseases and cancer research mm-hmm. at MD Anderson. But that's a very important thing going on in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's uptown.
You mentioned uptown. What is the distinction between uptown and
just,
downtown?
Well, to go uptown means to go south from downtown and to move straight south and come out right past Herman Park. You've got, there's some banks out there and mm-hmm. some office buildings. Prudential Insurance has got a big building out there, a medical center, various diagnostic clinics.
When do you stop being in downtown and start being in uptown?
That's a good question. I think one might say, maybe Herman Park, maybe the area around the Warwick Hotel and Herman Park, mm-hmm. maybe the division, although that might be an egregious error on my part, but I think that's probably mm-hmm. right. That's probably right.
Do any of the parks have private names that only residents would know, that you're aware of?
Private names, no. You mean only local Houstonians?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like nicknames?
Nicknames, yes.
Excuse me. I don't think so. One thing I should have mentioned on landmarks, thinking about parks, is a place called Bayou Bend, which is the former home of the late Miss Ima Hogg, who is an extraordinary woman who died in 1974, I think. 74, maybe 75. Who is the daughter of the former governor of the state of Texas, Governor James Hogg. She was a woman who lived to be 92. She died while she, matter of fact, she was in England having a good time. She was 92 years old.
That's a good way to go.
Well, she got into a taxi, and the taxi moved, and she slipped and broke her hip and died a few days later. She was an extraordinary woman of enormous means who is really the great patroness and benefactress of the arts
mm-hmm.
in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Was for so many years concerned with the symphony orchestra and music in the city. Her home, Bayou Bend, is a beautiful home in River Oaks with so many old, beautiful things, both European as well as early American, and her home is to this day a sort of a museum and a real landmark. When you said things people would go to see
mm-hmm.
when they go to Houston,
mm-hmm.
Bayou Bend is one such thing.
Any others?
Yeah, they might pop up to my head from time to time, but no, and as
throw them in anytime.
Yeah, right. When you ask me about sort of nicknames for these other places, there must be in just neighborhood parlance, but I can't
mm-hmm.
tell you.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
Houston Intercontinental Airport, which is north of the city.
Is that the way it's known locally?
Houston Intercontinental, right. This is an airport, the newer airport, which just opened, oh golly, I don't remember, late 60s, I suppose. Part of that time, the main airport was Hobby Field, which is still used for a lot of private traffic and
mm-hmm.
short traffic within Texas itself. It's located much more in the city,
mm-hmm.
But the Houston Intercontinental is the big one.
And it's out from the city?
It's north of the city, mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. The way the city's growing, though.
It'll be in the city
sure.
in a few years.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay, if you're driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
It depends on what state you were coming from.
Well, say you're driving home from Georgia.
From Georgia, yeah. I would come in Interstate 10, which one picks up all around Mobile, Alabama. It just goes, it's the principal interregional interstate highway,
mm-hmm.
east-west, the southernmost, the coastal one. So one comes in from Louisiana through Beaumont into Houston on the east side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when you're driving along one of these interstate highways, what do you call the place where you might stop, where there might be picnic tables? Might or might not be restroom facilities.
Right. We call that. What does one call that? One calls it whatever the name is on the interstate sign. It's part of the nationalization of language. What do we call that? Rest stop.